You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
You would have seen, I'm sure, that the ABC yesterday revealed a spreadsheet developed by the then Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie's office that detailed the rating that Sports Australia gave clubs that applied for community sports funding. And what it showed was not pretty. 94 of the 223 projects that were deemed successful in the first round of government funding then failed to meet the threshold set by Sport Australia to receive funding. And also it showed all those hardworking sporting clubs that applied, that did well, but didn't get the money. Kyneton Soccer Club was one of them. And Ron Cole is the club's president. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
I understand you were and remain deeply disappointed by not getting the funding.
We are, yes. Yes, very disappointed. We've got some very, very disgruntled members and of our club who put a lot of hard work into that submission and that application, and to find out where we stood in the end has just gutted them.
You got a score of 87 out of 100, is that right, when Sports Australia looked over your application?
That's what we found out, yes.
And what was the threshold that you needed to at least reach?
You needed to at least reach 74.
All right, so you well cleared that.
Well cleared it, and I believe we were in the top 20.
Really?
Yes, yep.
And then what did you hear?
Well, we actually didn't hear a lot. In truth, we were told back in December 2018 that we weren't successful for the first round. We weren't successful in the second or third round. We weren't given any feedback or any reasons why we weren't successful, just that we weren't successful. We weren't told our score. So we just naturally thought our submission wasn't good enough.
And what do you think now?
Well, I think now it was good enough and we should have been given the funding.
And you weren't given the funding, why, you think?
We don't know. We haven't been told why. Probably because, political bias.
You're in a safe Labor seat there?
We are, yes, yes.
And that's been the controversy around this story, the strong whiff and indeed the conclusion by the Auditor General that this was a political process and an attempt to shore up marginal seats for the government was the conclusion, not my conclusion, the conclusion of the Auditor General. So when you read about the so-called sports rorts, how did you feel then?
Well, as anybody would, very, very disappointed that the process wasn't followed correctly. With all the clubs, not only us, but every other club that had to apply, there was criteria that we needed to meet and we had to meet those standards to get to the score that we needed to secure the funding. So we've gone through the due process. The due process has gone through Sport Australia and then it's just been disregarded. I mean, that's just, to me, is appalling.
What did you most need done there at the Kyneton Soccer Club?
We needed our ground surface upgraded. Our local shire has been very supportive. They know the issues down there. Leading up to the grant application, we've had to transfer away over 150 games, home games from our ground in the two or three years leading up to it. That has a great impact financially on our club because obviously we don't have the canteen facilities running, so it makes things extremely hard.
Look, Ron, great to talk to you. Ron Cole there, the president of the Kyneton Soccer Club. We'll stay in touch as this story plays out and as the political consequences might be revealed for Bridget McKenzie as well. But that club, just one of hundreds that missed out on the funding that was supposed to be handed out fairly and evenly by the federal government.